Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Old head radio guys who don't do it anymore will just call us shills on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Am I allowed to be excited yet, or is that still happening?
I don't know. That's why I asked Daryl. I was like, I think they told us like 4 or 5 times, full steam ahead, you can basically get excited. So I never know when I can actually get excited or not get excited.
I think I'm excited.
Okay, good.
Mostly because you know me.
I mean, it was always ending this way.
It always was. But the problem is, by saying it always was, we definitely got nuked a couple times. Meaning, like, where it just pissed people off.
Oh, it for sure made people mad. I remember a year ago, I did one of the Jewish news panels that I've done, and they did the whole room of people. It's like 100 people. And they were like, so how many people actually think it's going to end up in Brook Park after I gave this big impassioned speech for how you're going to like Brown's Disneyland? And like 4 people raised their hands. I never felt like a bigger idiot in my life. And then afterwards,
that was mostly an older crowd, right?
Mostly, yeah.
Probably shouldn't have called it Disneyland.
What's wrong with Disneyland?
For older people?
People take their grandkids to Disneyland all the time.
Now, if you said, what if this was like Brown's Florida? They would have loved it. Or Browns, Arizona. Ooh, you said Browns, Florida, Browns, Arizona? Oh, man. You would have had 99% of those old folks being like, me.
Well, where'd you rather retire, Browns, Arizona or Browns, Florida?
All right, so here's the problem. I like the subtropic weather better than I do than just the oppressive heat of Arizona.
Yeah.
The problem is Floridians.
They are the wild card of America.
And listen, Arizonians, whatever the hell they are.
Sure.
Also quite problematic. Not as problematic. I mean, you got a lot of meth in Florida that just isn't there in Arizona. I mean, the meth to person ratio look at their elected politicians.
I was thinking like gator to person ratio was going to throw me off. But
I'm more afraid of the methy people than I am gators. Yeah, don't go to the swamp, dude. You'll mostly be okay.
Tell that to Chubbs.
You can't... You can't walk 5 feet in Florida without getting a little meth dust off you, okay?
So I golf, so I would think about the golfing components of all this. What's your deciding line between Arizona and Florida outside of it's just meth?
The people. No, I probably would still choose Florida. I would just really have to research a place that I would not hate every person around me.
Would you ever be a snowbird, or are you the type of person that, like, when you're retired and you're done working, or maybe you just want to work forever? I have no idea. But if you got to be retired and done working, you just stay here for 12 months?
No. If once the girls get out of high school, I would love to be able to do, but I wouldn't do Florida. I fell in love with the Carolinas with living down there. So I'd love to do like winters in like northern South Carolina, like across the border from Charlotte. And that would be because the worst winter we had was like one day of 32 degrees and most days were 50 and it was walkable outside.
Yeah.
I'll trade that for meth and gators and more venomous snakes.
Well, and the Carolinas have all the golf in the world too. Like, they'd be fine.
Yeah. So
you can have everything.
Where are you going to? There's no
I way. Always assumed Florida. I never really thought too much about it. I always assumed Florida would be the answer.
Do you think you have a choice?
I mean, I have a choice.
Well, I mean, is
I'm like 40
like,
years away from making that choice, but I have a choice.
What I mean is, like, in my scenario, if I even tried to push Florida or Arizona, Vanessa would be like, we're going to Charlotte.
Oh, I don't think Elise has a say in this one at this point. I mean, she has a say. I don't think she has an opinion. Excuse
good
me.
Good save.
Excuse me. I don't think good. She has an opinion at this point.
Love, stick, and save.
It's true, though. It is true. I don't think she has an opinion on it right now. I think she would, I think she'd sign up for whatever. Unless I said something like Houston, where I lived, and I liked the winners a lot there, I think she'd be like, that doesn't make sense to me. It's
going
to at least make sense in the snowbird culture.
I do love that over the next 40 years, you and Elise, every time you go to either Florida or Arizona, you're just going to be like, so what do we think about this, huh?
It's what we did time we went to Florida, in Orlando, in April. I was like, so what do we, maybe not Orlando. We like Disney a lot, but maybe not Orlando.
Could I be a Boca guy?
Yes, but you'd have to be like Andy Reid in the shirts that he wears.
Okay. There aren't Gators in Boca, right? There's mostly on the Gulf side, right?
Gators everywhere in Florida.
Really? Oh, I was hoping. My worst fear is, we go out, we're on the lanai there, because that's what they call your little verandas there in Florida. It's a lanai, because you have to come up with a word for it, because you're too much better than everyone else. However, you go out there in a lanai, and I go to jump my fat ass, just completely nude in the pool, and there's a gator in there, and I don't see it, and just bye-bye Nick Wilson.
Because naturally, by the time you're 70 years old, you're basically going to be a nudist, I would think.
I mean, I'm practically almost there.
They have a lot of nudist camps and everything else.
My kids.
Oh, yeah, that would be awkward.
No, I mean, my dad pretty much was. And I told a story the other day to Vanessa that really... So my dad... So when we lived in Timbertop in high school. And anybody from Akron will know what that is. You can have your own comments on it. But we had a two-story apartment. And my parents conveniently took the room at the top of the apartment with the AC unit in it. So my sister got the suite to start out, and then I got a closet. I'm not Harry Potter under the stairs. I'm not too far off. The only air I could get in the whole thing was like a skylight vent. So I sweat so much in the summer doing anything, just sitting in my room. The problem is my dad would leave the door open when he went to the bathroom, which was right, like you could just look into the bathroom. So I had to deal with, I'm either going to close that door and potentially die from heat stroke, or I'm going to get it wafts, and my dad and I are going to have some sort of eye contact here that I'm not ready for as a 14-year-old male.
That sounds like a lose-lose situation.
It was, and which made it even funnier when a year later, my sister, who routinely got bored with like room assignments, and she was like, why don't we switch rooms? And I didn't even go, really? I was like, cool, I'll have my stuff down in 5 minutes. And then I upset everyone in the house because I went out because I had a job at that point and I bought an AC unit for the window. And then I cut out a piece of a particle board and put it in there. And then I even made sure no air was getting out, and I just turned that sucker on high gear. And my dad would be like, why don't you leave the door open more? And I'm like, no, it's my AC. Like we had to look right into each other's eyes here as you went to the bathroom for a year and a half. Nay, nay, friend, you can suffer.
Couldn't have helped out your poor dad, huh?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, that man, he was just working his butt off trying to make sure that you had that little perch underneath.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I took
that room upstairs so personally. Anyone who knows me from the first 2 years of high school, I think I turned off a lot of people because I did not smile. I was very angry.
Well, sounds like it was pretty bad living conditions.
Yeah. Yeah, because they put me in a shoebox.
Big man, little room.
With no air. I didn't care about the big man, little room. It was the lack of air.
How many square feet do you think that room was?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tiny.
Like the area that you're in right now, I need a better frame of reference. You ever walk in a room and you're like, that's three of what my bedroom was growing up.
It's from the edge of that till that door or that window and over. So I could fit a bed, a TV. And again, parents gave me a lot of things. Just not a place that I cared to live in my high school years. So I took that out on a lot of people. And then suddenly my sister left and I was like the happiest guy in the world. I don't know if there's a cause and effect there.
There definitely was. There's a cause and effect there.
You know, my therapist agrees.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not even your therapist, and I agree.
I don't think you'd want to be that, no.
Your therapist?
Yeah, that's a job.
No, yeah, and I'm not signing up for that.
You should get double time for that. you're seeing Wilson again, huh? Put your work double the hours there.
Well, so imagine the little tiny space that you had. Basically, all of Florida is that, by the way.
Just getting hot boxed.
Just getting all day long. That's all Florida is.
Well, except you can own a house with an AC unit and a pool.
One thing I liked when I lived in Houston, I don't know if Carolina was the same way as well, but because it is so hot in the summer, everything is extremely cold when you walk in. Like the grocery stores, for instance, you walk in and you felt like you were walking into a walk-in freezer.
I did, and the outdoor dining, they always took care of you. Meaning, like, they had those ceiling fans that, like, were darn near turbine fans, but quiet. So you could actually sit out. It'd be 100 degrees out in the sunlight, and then under an awning with one of those gigantic fans ahead of you, it would feel, 75.
Yeah, it's always impressive how committed they were to making sure that you weren't uncomfortable for the 2 months of the year that it was awful.
So, yeah, I'd be a snowbird in, like, the Charlotte area. That's the ideal goal. I
didn't even think about the Charlotte area. That seems like a pretty great place to be a snowbird in.
And you get Florida adjacent things, which is better people. There's actually good people in Florida. I'm a little heavy handed with that, but I tend to really enjoy the Florida adjacent vibes.
Would you go a little further and do like the Outer Banks type area?
I don't know. So here's the thing.
Outer Banks is always trippy to me.
Could Nick Wilson have a beach house?
Could you live on one of those little islands that are just a part of everything, but like you're just kind of like on your own?
I'm probably not an island guy. I could be a beach guy.
Sees you being like Jimmy Buffett when you're 75.
I don't hate that. That's not a bad thing to be when you're 75.
Yeah, like
at
you like
39, it wouldn't be great.
You flip flops, guitar, drinking, good times.
I there's a scenario, and especially if God forbid I'm widowed, please do not let that happen. I was lonely long enough the first 21 years. I've experienced loneliness. I don't need it again. But where I just, it's like, oh, it's I did my walk on the beach. I've gone swimming. Oh, it's 11 o'clock. It's time to go have a couple beers and lunch. And it's like fresh seafood. That sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah.
So maybe I could be. Maybe I could be. It's just harder to get. Like, it's easy to get from Cleveland to Charlotte. Cleveland to like Myrtle or Cleveland to the Outer Banks, it's a little bit more of a hassle.
Yeah, but once you're there for 4 months on end anyway.
Not a bad take. You're breaking down the objections. I like it. Mac?
I've been to the Outer Banks a few times throughout my life. I could definitely see you thriving with the family down there.
I with the family. That's it. With Vanessa.
It's Vanessa. Yeah, the family doesn't.
Yeah,
the kids better go earn their damn keep. I need Livy to be like a world-famous author, thinking young J.K. Rowling.
Maybe she'll draw inspiration from your Harry Potter-esque setup as a child.
Or maybe she'll draw inspiration. I'll be like the new Big Lebowski. I'll be like the beach bum version of Big Lebowski. And she can write about it. And then I'll guilt her because I'll be like, that's after me. How hurtful is that? And she'll be like, 10% of my empire. And I'll be like, I love you so much.
She's like, Dad, I said the dude abides.
I'd be like, yeah, but I didn't.
Mm.
I was also going to say, too, the seafood down there is fantastic, and also there's a ton of go-kart racing, surprisingly.
All right. Mac,
as a retired man, he's going to go go-kart racing?
Yes, yeah, so
actually, that's a very... Mac, know your demo? Mac knows I would.
No, there's an age that you just cut off go-kart racing from your life.
What's that age there, Mr. Ageist?
Probably what I am right now. I probably would... If I went go-kart riding, that might
so
be...
So would you not go riding on the dunes in, like, the UP in Michigan?
Riding on the dunes? No, isn't that with like a dune buggy? That's very different than go-kart riding.
That is go-kart adjacent.
I think he's talking about like what you take your 10-year-old to do when you go go-kart riding, and you take the actual go-karts and you go up and down and all.
You know what's better than taking your 10-year-old? Taking yourself. Also,
go-kart riding?
We've glossed over. Yes.
You have cars. Go and take your car if you want.
You can't drive a car the way you can drive a go-kart. I mean, you can,
yes,
but
you can.
You get
pay money for it.
For various crimes.
They have speedways. You can actually go and go as fast as you need to go.
Okay,
Shador fan. You could be a Browns fifth round pick.
We both tried to get there at the same time. Also, funniest part of this whole thing that we haven't mentioned yet, Mac describing seafood on the ocean as really good.
I just love that like 75-year-old Mac is worried about seafood on the ocean as really good. And then also go-karts.
I actually think 75-year-old Mac's going to be a good hang.
Those go-karts.
I don't know
he
about,
might age really well.
I don't know about 75-year-old Peterlin.
Well, I'm just going to golf every day. And I'll probably complain about everything in society that I don't like.
That's the one.
What are we talking about?
You age up as old, like, get off my lawn guy.
I'm going to be Larry David is what's probably going to happen.
And Mac and I are like versions of the Big Lebowski. We're good hangs, and you're Jonathan. Didn't land the plane on that. That's on me.
Keep smiling over there, Anthony.
He's not even making eye contact.
He's like, I know that was hurtful, and I'm not even going to look at you.
In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.